I have worked really hard over the last 11 years to do the best I can do every single day and enjoy it without quit.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
And I believe in consistency. Let me tell you how it works. If you get consistent every day, you get exponential results. Exponential results, meaning there's math to this. If you do something for 30 days, the first day it's one, the second day it's one times two, the third day it's one times two times three, the fourth day one times two times three times four. This is what happens in our life though. You get to the fifth day, it's one times two times three times four times five times zero. So you start over. Day seven, one times two, maybe day eight, the next run, it's zero again. You don't stay focused, you don't do what you don't believe, you don't, whatever it is. At the end of the month, you feel like you've worked your ass off. Whether it's studying, whether it's practicing, lifting weights, helping people, whatever it is, dieting, they'll diet, right? 6 days perfect, 1 day cheesecake. Another 7 days perfect, over at Cane's, eating some fried food, right? Another 8 days, perfect diet, another cheat. End of the month, they step on the scale, they wonder why it's the same, if not gained a pound. Because that zeroing effect of not staying consistent screws you. Where I'd rather someone do a little bit every single day and get that exponential result out of it. Let me tell you why it works. This to me is why I believe everyone can exponentially accelerate their life. If you do something every day, your cells have a memory. There's a cellular memory. Your cells are everything that your normal senses are. You know, touch, smell, sight, ears, taste. It has a memory. So if you're doing something every day, right, doing something every day, that's your memory. It goes in your memory, and after a while, it goes into your brain, and your brain has a plasticity. It has a neural, it's called neural pathways that are formed. And what those neural pathways do is it gives you a memory, a subconscious part, where while you're sleeping and when you're not thinking, it's working in your favor. So what happens is every day there's 10,000 new things, new thoughts, new ideas, new data that's being inputted. And if you put the wrong data in here, the 40,000 of the same thoughts you have every day are going to be the wrong thoughts. And you know you're going to have them, and the way I know I have them, if they're the wrong thoughts in my subconscious, I can't go to sleep, or I wake up worried, anxious, frustrated. That's my subconscious working. So I'm very controlling about positive input into my, I put faith in what I want. I cancel something, need to be right, separate, inferior, superior, frightful, angry, frustrated, resentful, offended, all these different needs, different things that people tell us, right? I just cancel it. I don't want it into my memory. I want 40,000 things that are making me grow every day. And here's what happens. If you get the conscious and the subconscious working for you by thinking positive, putting faith in what you want, by doing the right things, the best that you can, forgiving yourself when you fuck up, because you're gonna fuck up. I tell people, say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up for 30 straight days, it'll change your life. I've studied physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. I've talked to the biggest thought leaders in the world. I guarantee it'll change your life. I used to tell people that. It took me 9 months. That's how fucking hard it is. 9 months to do something every day. And I'm teaching this shit. That's crazy. But let me tell you what happens when you can do something every day. And if you can't, lower the bar until you can. Don't raise the bar. Don't create more resistance. Right? If you want to do push-ups every day, start with one. It's better than zeroing it. You'll be amazed how fast you get to 100. But here's the coolest part. When you take the inputs, the 10,000 inputs, and you say, that's not the thought I want. That's not the people I want. That's not the energy I want. And that subconscious start working for you, your unconscious, the strongest vibration you have, the genetics that you have, personality traits, characteristics, obsessions, and addictions, all start working for you. They change. There's an energy that no matter what you think, say, do, or even believe, there's an energy that you have that will attract what you want. It's why people like me can attract what I want. It's not what I think, say, do, and believe anymore. It's unconscious competency. I attract all the opportunity to myself. People call it luck. I don't. I have worked really hard over the last 11 years to do the best I can do every single day and enjoy it without quit. When things change, I can't tell you how many times in my business fucked up shit happens and the young guy's like, oh man, you wasted all that money. What about? I'm like, no, I didn't. This is an evolution, not a revolution. This is good for me. This is strengthening me. This is showing me and pushing me. I live in God's favor. Let me just tell you that. It's pushing me to the right way. I've completely surrendered. I know I don't know what I'm doing. But I know if I do the right things, if I work really hard and enjoy it and put faith in what I want and don't lie to myself, accountable, the days that I don't do what I'm supposed to do, forgive myself and move and start right back over. And let it carry through every relationship I have, every activity I have. 24 hours of activity you guys have. There's activity you get paid for and you don't get paid for in your life. Be productive and accessible with that activity. Make it positive. Be grateful for it. Be thankful. Be energetic. If you got to go to school, then do the best you can. Right? Some of you may not be as good at school that I am, but I promise you I'm not as good at basketball as you are. But we all have something in common. Right? We don't quit. Right? We don't quit. All of us have that in common. I don't care where you come from. You would not be on this basketball team if you weren't special. I knew I was special. Was I a great athlete? No. Did I want to be one? Yeah. But I'll tell you what I was. I was the greatest athlete I could be. Right? I'm embarrassed. My friends will tell you, dude, we're old now. Right? I'm on the Olympic committee with one of my friends. And he says, man, I look back. And he was the captain of the USA rugby team. He said, I look back and he goes, if I just would have done what you did in football, I wonder what I could have been. Well, that must be something shitty. Because I'll tell you one thing about my football career, I never wonder if I could have been better. Because I literally made it my life. I gave everything I could to be as good as I was. And it wasn't very good, but as good as I was. But then it carried over and I could tell in my life, when I do what I'm supposed to do, I'm really good. And when I was like that guy in rugby, I ended up losing everything. I almost lost all my relationships. I almost lost what was really important, the ability to make it back. So in conclusion, before we take questions, just enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit. It's all up here. This is the 6 inches of the court that makes the most your perception, what you perceive. If you want to think this is going to be shitty with a new coach, if you're going to think that this is going to be worse team than next year, I promise you it will be. Or if you think this is an extraordinary opportunity, an opportunity for you to show truly how we can create a team and do what we want to do, achieve the most that we can achieve, watch what happens. Make it your story. They'll be talking about, like, every year there's someone, holy shit, so-and-so made the tournament. Oh, my God, they're in the Sweet 16. First time ever. Well, I'm blessed because my business partner, for the first time ever, there's an African-American quarterback in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Think about if he would have had the wrong attitude when they sent his ass up to Edmonton. I'm glad he did. And I'm glad you guys represent my school, my own future for my daughter as well. And I think you guys have a great opportunity to have this. You have a great coach coming in. Is he the same as Dunleavy? No. Whole bunch of things he's going to do better, and there's probably some things he's going to do worse. Put faith in what you guys want. Put faith into it, man. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.